みなさんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Particle Lesson 1 Coincidence Times 2 Japanese Particles wa, no, and mo.
ようこそ、JapanesePod101.com の女子のレッスンへ。
Hello and welcome to the Particle Lesson Series at JapanesePod101.com, where you can learn the essential grammar of the Japanese language. My name is Jessie and I'm joined in the studio by Naomi-sensei.
こんにちは、皆さん、Naomi です。
Now, as you may already know, particles are a very important part of Japanese.The particles used in a sentence give us information about the meaning. So if the wrong particles are used, the whole meaning of the sentence can change. So that's why it's very important to know how to use the different particles in Japanese.
The word for particle in Japanese is 助詞.
In this series, we'll go over particles with a dialogue so that you can see how they are actually used in a situation. Okay, Naomi-sensei, what particles, or 助詞, are we covering in this lesson?
In this lesson, we'll look at three different particles.わ、の、and も。
The conversation is between two people, right?
そうです。男の人と女の人ですね。
So the conversation is between a man and a woman.
初めて会ったみたいです。
It seems like they're meeting each other for the first time. And where does this conversation take place?
職場です。
At work. Now, particles in Japanese are very important, but also challenging, aren't they, Naomi-sensei?
Right.そうですよね。
So after listening to this lesson, try the practice questions in the Learning Center.
It's really good way to test yourself.
So now let's listen to the conversation.
こんにちは。私は佐藤恵子です。どうぞよろしくお願いします。
恵子さん?はあ、妻の名前も恵子です。あ、僕は田中明です。
それは偶然。私の主人もアキラです。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
こんにちは。私は佐藤恵子です。どうぞよろしくお願いします。
ケイコさん、妻の名前もケイコです。あ、僕は田中明です。
それは偶然。私の主人も明です。
今度は英語が入ります。
こんにちは。私は佐藤恵子です。どうぞよろしくお願いします。
Hello, I'm Keiko Sato. Nice to meet you.
恵子さん?はあ、妻の名前も恵子です。
Keiko? My wife's name is also Keiko.
あ、僕は田中明です。
Oh, I'm Akira Tanaka.
それは偶然。私の主人も Akira です。
What a coincidence.My husband is also named Akira. So in the conversation, that was quite a coincidence, wasn't it?
偶然ですね。But no wonder, because Keiko and Akira are pretty common names in Japan.
Right. Well, it might depend a little on the generation, right?
そうですね。そうです、そうです、そうです。In my generation, yeah, Keiko and Akira are pretty common names.
In this lesson, you'll learn...A particle that marks the topic of a sentence, a particle that expresses possession, and a particle that means also or to.
Right. You'll be learning three different particles. わ、の、and も. But first of all, Jessie-san, I think we should explain a bit more about what particles are.
Good idea. In Japanese, there is a group of words which are called particles.
In Japanese, we call particles 助詞, which literally means...Helping word.
And in Japanese, the subject, object, topic, and so on of a sentence are identified by these particles that follow them. The role of particles is similar to prepositions or conjunctions in English. However, please note that Japanese particles always come after the word, whereas English prepositions always come before the word.
そうですね。Right. That's why particles are sometimes called postposition in grammar terms.
So let us give you an example. Naomi-sensei, how do you say at 1 o'clock?
1時に. 1時 is 1 o'clock, and に is the particle that indicates time, like at in English.
So in English, we say at 1. We put the preposition before the time, but in Japanese,
we say 1時に. We put the particle after the time.
Okay. So did you get a good idea about what Japanese particles are? Now let's move on to this lesson's target particles. The first particle we're going to introduce is
wa. In the dialogue, the woman said, 私は佐藤恵子です。
I'm Keiko Sato. The particle wa is often referred to as the topic marking particle because it comes after the topic of the sentence. It tells the listener what the sentence is about. This wa can be translated as for... or speaking of... in English. Let's break down this sentence.
私
I
は
as for. So, 私は can be translated as for me. Then we have
佐藤恵子
Keiko Sato
です
Copula, which is the equivalent to is, am, or are in English. So literally, it means as for me, Keiko is. Or me, Keiko is. But of course, in natural English, we'd say I'm Keiko Sato.
There's one more thing we have to mention. The particle wa is spelled ha in hiragana, but it's pronounced as wa.
Good point. This can be a little confusing. This particle is pronounced wa and not ha. The hiragana ha is pronounced wa only when used as a particle. It sounds complicated, but if you look at the lesson notes, it will all be clear. So please be sure to read those.
はい、お願いします。
Can we hear some more examples?
Sure. 私はカナダ人です。
Literally, as for me, Canadian am. Of course, it means I'm Canadian. Okay, one more example, please.
今日は雨です。
Literally, as for today, rainy is. And in more natural English, it's rainy today. Okay, so the next particle we're covering is
の, as in 私の名前。My name.
The particle の usually appears between two nouns, and it indicates that the first noun possesses the second noun. I think the closest translation is apostrophe s or of in English. Okay, Naomi-sensei.
Hi.
How do you say Naomi's, as in belongs to Naomi?
Naomi no.
So then how would you say, for example, Naomi's pen?
Naomi no pen.
Great. So then how would you say Jesse's?
Jesse no. So, Jesse's computer is Jesse no computer.
So, how about my?
Okay, 私 means I or me. So, 私の is I's. Of course, it means my. But be careful, 私の could mean mine too.
Good point. When it's obvious what the first noun possesses, the second noun can be left out.
はい。
Okay, the last particle we're introducing is
も. In the dialogue, the man said, 妻の名前も恵子です。
My wife's name is also 恵子。
も, in this case, means also or to.
Right. When this particle も replaces the particle は, it means also or to. Can we have a sample sentence?
私はカナダ人です。ケントもカナダ人です。
I'm Canadian. Kent is also Canadian. The first sentence,
私はカナダ人です
means I'm Canadian. Please notice that in the second sentence, the topic marking particle は is replaced with も.
Kent もカナダ人です
Kent is also Canadian. Can we have another example?
Sure. これは私のです。それも私のです。
This is mine. That's also mine. So notice how in the second sentence, we used も instead of は. それも that also.All right, so let's recap this lesson with a quiz. Which of the following particles is referred to as the topic marking particle? 1.
わ
2.
の
3.
も
And the answer is?
1. わ
So remember that わ marks the topic of the sentence. Choice 2,
の,
is the so-called possessive marker, just like in English, apostrophe S. Choice 3,
も,
means to or also.
Okay, that's all for this lesson.
In this series, each lesson builds on the previous lesson, so make sure that you master this lesson before you go on to the next one. Listeners, this particle series is a very new series, so we'd like to know what you think of it.
レッスンノートも見てくださいね。
Please check the lesson notes too.
コメントお願いします。
We're looking forward to your feedback. See you next time.
じゃあまた。
こんにちは。私は佐藤恵子です。どうぞよろしくお願いします。
恵子さん?はあ、妻の名前も恵子です。あ、僕は田中明です。
それは偶然。私の主人も明です。